But the one thing that the free slaves did is spread Christianity throughout the nation. So Christianity was not more or less a sticking point in unifying them. Muslims were integrated in the country in the early 1900s. So they were not traditionally an original or religious grouping in Liberia, but they migrated from after the three great African empires, Songhai, Mali, and Ghana. When those empires disintegrated, there was a massive migration of people into Liberia. Then it was called the Green Coast before it was changed into Liberia. So the Muslims did not actually form part of the traditional Liberia mosaic.
So it was called the Green Coast?
Yeah, originally it was called the Green Coast because at that time, most of the African countries went into Liberia to buy this particular species of plant that people use for medicinal purposes and also for consumption purposes.
Hmm. Yeah, and that sort of brings in some of the religious traditions and the religious background of the conflict of the Civil War, and recently. I don't know if it's really ended, but it's certainly, you know, becoming a little bit less of a problem. But recently there was a man called Charles Taylor, and I think that's someone that all of us sort of know, certainly heard his name. Can you talk a little bit about him and sort of what his role was in the ending of this?
Originally, Charles Taylor was he was a former government minister in during one of the eras of our leadership, the leadership of President Samuel Doe, and then he fled the country, came to the United States, and 1990 he led an insurgency group, the National Patriotic Front of Liberia, into the country and waged war against the president administration. That war, in fact, lasted until sometimes in 1997 when he went into the polls and. It was presumed that he won the elections in 1997. He became president, but that didn't change much because there was still a lot of human rights abuse. The country economy was in doldrum. Politically, the country was very unstable. And then most of the Western powers, the multilateral organizations, World Bank, IMF, imposed economic sanctions on Liberia. And with all of these, vexing problems the country was facing, Western powers, multilateral organization, put a lot of pressure on Charles Taylor, and he had to leave the country. He was ousted based on the international pressures from the international community. So up to now, Charles Taylor lives in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. That's where he lives presently. Okay. So that's how he left the country.
Okay, and since then is when you've been seeing the IMF relax their sanctions against the country.
Yeah, the IMF and World Bank, they have relaxed those sanctions. Even the United States lifted a major amendment she had in the country called the Brooks Amendment. Mm-hmm. That prohibited the United States from giving other aid other than humanitarian aid. So that was also lifted. So I think with that in place, I think there's hope that the country could rebound back.
Mm-hmm. What is Monrovia?
Monrovia is the capital city of Liberia. Monrovia was named after President James Monroe, and that's how he got his name.
Went on a cruise once. One cruise. It was Royal Caribbean. So we're looking at the flag, and I think the flag said Monrovia. So I talked to the waiter there. He was from Jamaica, and I said, "What is Monrovia?" He didn't know. Now, this guy had been working for Royal Caribbean for 15 years. And so then I looked it up when I got home and found out it was part of Liberia, if I'm remembering the names right. And so, you know, what's that all about? You get people from all over the world that work on these cruise ships. And I guess for a certain amount of money, you could list your country of origin as Monrovia, and allow you from not having to go along with labor laws and, I guess, the tax laws or whatever. Is you know anything about that?
Yeah, definitely. What happened there is in international maritime, there is an arrangement, a convention that is called Flag of Convenience, that allows vessels plying international routes to fly a particular nation's flag. And Liberia wanted a traditional maritime nation, and she has more or less probably in the last 5 years 95% of the vessels flying Liberian flag, and that allowed these countries to have a they pay less duty, they give them some waivers for the mere fact that this flag will conveniently allow you to employ who you want to employ. They do employ some Liberian sailors and sea coast ferries also, but this is the arrangement. So they really, most of them who fly in the flag of convenience might not even know the capital city of the country whose flag they are flying. But this is a maritime arrangement that allows country to fly other nations' flag. Right now, Liberia is not the leading maritime nation under the flag of convenience arrangement. Panama now is the leading maritime nation when it concerns that flag of convenience arrangement. But this is an international convention between countries regarding maritime issues.
Yeah, but just think, if you were an employee of Royal Caribbean or any of the others, you know, and you had some kind of a gripe, or you got injured, for example, where would you go to collect unemployment? Where would you go to collect workers' compensation? Could you sue your employer? Where would you go to court? Would you have to go to Liberia to go to court? I mean, this guy, like I said, he's from Jamaica, worked for the company, and he worked just about 30 days a month, worked for the company, had no idea, you know, what flag it was flying under, right, and what he would do if anything like that happened. You know, I was really taken aback when it dawned on me what the heck was going on.
Yeah, what that means. And they do. That's what large companies are in the business of. They're in the business of getting around laws and finding the cheap way to do things, which is why we have to be so tough on them. We have to be much tougher than we are on them when it comes to making them obey those laws.